It began during the first days and continued all the time, ever increasing and growing more obdurate. In the depths of my soul, I felt from the first weeks that I was lost, that things had not turned out as I expected, that marriage was not only no happiness, but a very heavy burden. But, like everybody else, I did not wish to acknowledge this to myself. I should not have acknowledged it even now but for the end that followed. And I concealed it not only from others, but from myself too. Now I am astonished that I failed to see my real position. It might have been seen from the fact that the quarrels began on pretext it was impossible to remember when they were over. Our reason was not quick enough to devise sufficient excuses for the animosity that always existed between us. But more striking still was the insufficiency of the excuses for our reconciliations. Sometimes there were words, explanations, even tears, but sometimes, oh, it is disgusting even now to think of it. After the most cruel words to one another, came sudden silent glances, smiles, kisses, embraces. Oh, how horrid! How is it I did not then see all the vileness of it? Chapter 13. Two fresh passengers entered and settled down on the farthest seats. He was silent while they were seating themselves, but as soon as they had settled down, continued, evidently not for a moment losing the thread of his idea.